Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, she needs to understand we're enforcing the law. I mean, what other federal agency does she think should not enforce laws? We're taking public safety threats out of her community every day, which makes her community safer. You'd think she'd be hand-in-hand with us in thanking President Trump for focusing on the worst of the worst, prioritizing those public safety threats, those child rapists and murderers and others. So we're going to keep doing it. She can dislike it all she wants. We'd like her to be a partner and come and work with us on it, but if she doesn't want it, stand inside
okay.
And watch us do your job.
So the Charlotte's Web, which is I've never paid more attention. I don't know if I've ever been, maybe they just used to be boring, but there are some wild names to the operations that the Justice Department is doing, the FBI, Homeland Security. Have you noticed this?
But I think they were always really good, though. I think that we just have to talk about them more.
The ones that, like, investigated, why is there a baby?
There's a baby in Congress.
In Congress. Well, there's a lot of babies in Congress.
Yeah.
But there is an actual baby sitting behind Speaker Johnson who is talking right now ahead of the Epstein vote. Let's cue that up here in just a second. We might get to it. But the baby, specifically. Crossfire Hurricane. It always sounded like athletic shoe release to me.
Yeah.
Arctic Frost.
That one, it stuck because the name was memorable, but I could never remember what it was because it was too memorable.
Crossfire Hurricane is Russia.
Yes.
Arctic Frost is spying on senators.
Yes.
They're all operations the government did to their people.
I guess that's true, isn't
it? Let's listen in to Speaker Johnson right now speaking on the House floor ahead of the Epstein files release vote.
I expect that this will be a unanimous vote, and it will reflect what I think every member in this chamber, and I'll say this now, at least in recent days, every member of the chamber on the Democrat side, they didn't say anything for 4 years, but they're for maximum transparency now, and so is this side. But we want to do it in a respectful and careful manner so that we don't subject innocent people to further harm. And that has been the whole thing. I told all my members today I'll be voting yes on this, and I suspect almost everyone will. We'll send it to the Senate, and we hope it's corrected. Thank you for the time, Mr. Speaker, and I yield back.
So, Speaker Johnson speaking, and he just said he thinks it's going to be a unanimous vote. Who's the jackwagon who's like, nay?
Thomas Massey.
After all of this, after the whole thing, after leading this whole thing, I think you're right. I know you're like a Thomas Massey stan.
Well, yes.
Is
I like
waning
him
at
in
least
general.
A little bit?
There, he's doing things now that I'm like, that's not even libertarian. The stuff that you're doing is just contrarian for no reason.
And that's the way most people feel about libertarians in general.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy to have the libertarian group in the right side of the aisle tent. So big tent, yay. And disagreements among us, fine. That's A-okay. But we can't be in a position where you become the opposition party for the sake of being the opposition party. What do you make of the Thomas Massey, the Marjorie Taylor Greene? Those are the two main ones. Am I missing another Republican? I mean, I know Trump likes to smack around Rand Paul just because, but that's kind of, I don't even think I think Rand Paul likes it.
So yeah, Rand Paul's just going to go okay
yeah,
with it.
There's almost like a sadistic thing about putting them, like these libertarians putting themselves out there just to be lambasted by conservatives because it hypes them up even more.
Rand Paul also picks his battles well. And you may disagree with when he chooses to, but I respect Rand Paul because he's very consistent in what he talks about and what's important. And then he's usually there with your bigger conservative issues outside of spending. Thomas Massie has almost gotten outside of his own lane, which happens. It's like he's decided, oh, well, I'm now the anti-Trump guy, so I'm going to go all in on...
But why?
I don't know. I can't figure
it
out.
Shouldn't it be obvious why?
Yes, it should, but he's doing stuff that I guess under the veil of libertarianism, you'd say, okay, I guess he's still in that lane. But he was criticizing Kash Patel recently and the FBI on some things that I read into because I thought, well, maybe there's something here. And the more I read, the more I'm like, this is ridiculous.
I know how much you love Jamie Raskin. You never shut up about him. You want to listen to him talk?
I will take any chance possible to listen to Jamie Raskin. Love him.
You're supposed to say no.
Oh, sorry.
You would be like, heck no.
I was being sarcastic, if that helps.
Yeah, but it's harder for me to be like, all right, fine, we won't listen to him. There are people in our chat, and I kind of get the sentiment that people are kind of tired of the Epstein stuff. Are we here?
Yeah, we are, because of what it's become. Because I don't think there's anybody left. I don't mean politically left, but anybody still around who believes we're actually going to get to the bottom of the Epstein stuff anymore. We're not there. It's not going to happen. And God willing, it does. Maybe this is the weird way we get there, is now Democrats are on board with it. So, hey, maybe something happens. I don't know. Democrats were really never on board with it. And the problem is the whole political establishment was never really on board with it. This was a grassroots thing because it probably implicated both sides of the aisle when it was still a real grassroots thing to get this thing investigated.
Well, to shift gears a little bit, our YouTube poll for today, how has your support for President Trump's deportations evolved since he was elected? Now, you might have stayed the same. You might not be like, you might not feel any differently than you did when Trump said he was going to deport people who are here illegally. You might support it the same. You might not support it the same. Or you might have seen what's taking place and become more supportive or less supportive. That's what our YouTube poll is for today. And, you know, I advise against reading the comment sections, but I'm reading a lot of comment sections right now. It's on local media reporting on deportations that might be happening within their own community. And I'm actually kind of shocked at how many people are popping up. And by no means is this a scientific cross-section of society, the comment section. The people who participate in comment sections on news outlets, even like the 97.1 Facebook page, the people who comment there are people who really want to be heard or are not afraid of being heard. That's not, you know, if you're walking around Ruler Foods filling your card up for a Thanksgiving meal, what percentage of those people looking at discount turkeys are like, I really would like people to know what I think about deportations. It's not a normal common thing. Nothing wrong with wanting to be heard, says the radio show host, but I'm actually surprised at how many people are out there going, if they're here illegally, deport them. In the comments section of what I would say, I think 100% of the news articles that I've read, the headlines specifically, are written in a very sympathetic way to the person who is detained.
Oh, yeah.
And those people are here illegally. And maybe they've been here illegally for some time. But they don't report. You got to go deep, the Mark Cox fifth paragraph rule, to find out, like, the first thing that I want to know is this person in the country legally? Because if you say, no, they're not here legally, that doesn't mean that I necessarily am immediately like, round them up and ship them out and make sure they know what bad that they've done. I'm really not that person, per se. I'm interested in the context of the story because these are human beings. I understand that. I respect that. But the fact that you won't immediately report on whether or not someone was detained because they are here illegally undermines the entire reporting of the story. And it's not, then you dehumanize the person in the story by not reporting the facts of the person in the story. And that kind of refines for me more of a position of if it's as widespread, millions and millions of people who are here outside of the legal system of this country, and we do have a lot of ways that you can be here legally. And if you've been here for a really long time illegally and you're still not here legally, I don't automatically go, oh, but they really waited out the, it's the statute of limitations. They've made it. It's like squatter's rights of sorts. I think I probably, in the conservative camp, have a bigger heart for what could happen next than most people. I think I'm probably more empathetic about what could happen next, could, not should, but could happen next than most people in my camp. But the people who are not reporting on this honestly are making me think, you're giving us no choice.
And the left, I'm blaming the left politically for this right dead center, because they have caused this entire problem. And right now, the left has decided, oh, these are people, just like you said. And it's something that we have to remember, too. These are human beings. They are created in the image of God. We have to consider them as individuals in this whole process. The problem is the left never did that. For 4 years, they used them as pawns, and they did not care that they were human beings.
They've set up this moment.
They did this whole thing.
This right now, this moment is part of their timeline.
Yes. So for 4 years, it was, oh, let's do this. Let's not worry about the fact that there are so many missing children, and the fact that all these people, or at least the majority of them, that were coming across the southern border, at least, because there's a lot of other issues with the northern border too, that they're paying cartels to move from parts of Central America, that they're enriching the cartels in other nations, and now that's become a huge problem in Mexico. And we're dealing with all of these problems, the drugs, the fentanyl, and the sex trafficking, among many other things, the gang activity. None of that mattered for 4 years. And now we're supposed to believe that you're compassionate? Bull.
Yeah.
Bull.
And also, if you want compassion from the right, I mean, you would have to say it would be American mercy, extended grace, to say you are here illegally, but... And then you fill out the resume of what you've done while you've been on American soil. You know, all the sob stories that get reported regarding these actual human people. If you want that grace and mercy, there needs to be an acknowledgement that some part of this was wrong.
Yes.
You can't prey upon my good graces, a community's good graces, by calling names to the people who are like, well, there's a set of rules that the rest of us have to abide by. You would first have to acknowledge that you also have to abide by those rules before you can ask for a little bit of grace and mercy. Because I actually think, sorry to the folks who are listening who don't agree with this, but I actually think on the whole, there is a whole lot of grace and mercy that exists on a bipartisan level for some of these people who have been here for a long time or who have been contributing members of society, albeit not in a legal capacity. I think there is a bipartisan appetite for something, not citizenship, but something that has to do with residency, that I think that a lot of you and maybe me wouldn't even really agree with on the whole, that that is the solution. But I think that there is a compromise that could exist, but the left refuses to acknowledge that there is any deserved grace or mercy because they are entitled. Because the people here are entitled to what they have. And it's like, yes, there is a human understanding. I have one. I think a lot of you listening right now have that human understanding of these people and the absolute devastation of knowing that you're here in an illegal capacity and seeing an ICE officer walking towards you. It would make your heart drop into the pit of your stomach. I understand that, but why is that? And the reason is because you haven't worked in the confines of the system that we have. And shame on the Democrats for putting you in the position where you now feel as though that was going to be okay, that you were entitled to something. The people who have come here, who have earned their citizenship or paid the literal price and the amount of time and effort it takes to gain legitimate residency, they understand probably more than anybody that those who have shirked that whole system, they are not entitled to something that the Democrats politically have put upon them. I feel sadness in my heart reading some of these stories, but I have anger specifically towards these local media outlets that are reporting on these stories because they know they're going to get shared. They know what they're doing. Clicks and shares and reactions on social media, because you write a story with a soft headline that doesn't report the facts. And it's incredibly disappointing to see, and it makes me harden myself on the issue more than I really initially would be.
Exactly. And those of us who really do want to have grace and mercy for these instances, it's the left has weaponized that. And now they're like, oh, why don't you? Because they're using that politically towards an ends. And it's sad because the people involved just completely lost in it. And you have to deal with this mass problem that they created.
Well, I just peeked at the poll results because I was going to give you the poll again. And I'm actually kind of shocked at where the results are right now. Go vote. How has your support for President Trump's deportations evolved since he was elected? Has it stayed the same in that you support it or you don't support it and you still don't? Or are you more supportive or less supportive? Go to the Andy Fry YouTube channel and vote. We're going to do Wiggins America here coming up in a minute. A variety of stories from the theme of AI. Did you just have AI do the whole Wiggins America?
I didn't do anything. I said, find me some stories about yourself, AI. And it did.
I bet they're flattering.
They're all good.
They're all really glowing, a glowing review of AI from AI. Next, don't go away.
Spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. That YouTube live chat poll, come vote. This is an interesting result so far. I don't know if it'll sway by the end of the show. How has your support for President Trump's deportations evolved since he was elected? Stayed the same and you support it? Stayed the same and you still don't support it? Or you're more supportive or less supportive? Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote. You can text us your thoughts on this poll as well at 314-241-9797. Let's get to Wiggins America.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Bunch of stories with the theme of AI at the center of them. Things to watch out for. Maybe even some good news here and there. But the one that I wanted to mention first that I actually didn't print out because the article was just a bunch of video on the topic was related to the poll today about deportations. Apparently a big problem is that AI, or people are using AI, to create fake deportation videos. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
And they look very real.
Yeah.
And they are intended to do exactly what we were just talking about, drive you to be heartfelt, and they are fake. And
no, make you angry.
Yes.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make you angry.
They're trying to instigate your anger at ICE in particular. And the videos are fake.
And
ICE
Trump
is having to, yes, of course, they're having to stay way out ahead of these and be constantly monitoring for them because they're, you know, AI can create videos very fast.
If you follow the Department of Homeland Security on X, they're debunking these things left and right, which is pretty amazing that that is available to do. But people will talk about how, you know, this person was detained in this regard and this circumstance. And it's like not the real story at all.
Yeah.
It's not like you hear the real story and you're like, oh, well, that was a happy one. But
right,
it's not at all the sob story that's being presented is not accurate.
It's exaggerated because some of them, they don't even have video, but people are just making stuff up and posting stuff and stories. And they'll post a little bit portion of a real video and say, this is what's going on, and that'd be wrong. So just keep an eye out. Anyway, a little bit lighter stuff here. The adorable AI wildlife videos that you're seeing, which are everywhere, experts are saying they're putting humans and animals in danger.
How?
Well,
AI videos are putting humans and animals in danger?
AI videos of wildlife. So the fake wildlife that's walking up to your porch, or they're out on your trampoline.
And then they fall through the porch hole or something like that. Oh, the AI videos are of humans in danger because of wildlife.
They are videos of wildlife.
Yes.
Just big classification of wildlife videos that are entirely fake.
You're like getting the mail out of the mail or the newspaper from the end of the street, which nobody does anymore, in your robe and slippers, and a tiger eats you.
Or a deer walks up, like a huge male buck walks up, and you just pet it. Like both sides, because what they're concerned about is that people are seeing these AI wildlife videos, and they do look very real.
Are they worried that people are going to try to pet deer?
That people are going to, and maybe already have started, assuming that certain animals are cuddly and fine. And
try to pet a deer.
They're not.
Don't do that.
This is a, like, sped up Darwin Award situation.
But what about, you know, putting a rabbit with a predator or something. In the video, it looks fun and they're licking each other.
If somebody gets a rabbit and is like, I'm going to put this rabbit in a pen over here where I have caged in a python, and they're like, I didn't know that was going to happen. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, rabbit, but...
Sorry, ChatGPT should have told me that I shouldn't have put a rabbit in with my snake.
You okay?
No.
Okay.
Just can't say those words.
They're actually just letters.
Darn, if you're not right.
Next time, just sound it out.
Shippity-tee.
Jippity-tee.
All right, here we go.
You did that, didn't you? You tried to pet a deer.
I can't tell you that. I can't tell you this right now.
That video was real. That was Ryan Wiggins.
It was a doe, and it was eating apples. I thought it would be fine.
Okay, Snow White.
Had a hard kick, though.
Were you talking like this?
And I was going like this. My hands were in the air. Oh, I could go pet that beautiful doe.
Singing, hoping it walks up
to him. It's eating my apples. Beautiful doe.
Really weird interpretation of Snow White. Maybe Disney's next usage of that
If it kicks me in the chest, I'll be brought back to life with the kiss of a beautiful princess.
Disney's next live remake, Snow Not So Bright.
That sounds like a sketch.
Sorry, Ryan.
That is like the cold open for Saturday Night Live this week.
You know where it starts? At the water cooler.
All right.
You're just in like a Dollar General Snow White costume.
Uh-huh. But we got to then put AI into it, me petting a deer at the water
and that
cooler.
Mary Todd Lincoln wig you wore a couple Halloweens ago.
So the costume has to be real, but me petting the animal has to be fake. I don't like that.
It's just a person wearing reindeer antlers, Rudolph antlers. I
mean, but all those sensors so that later we can come in and put a deer in. All right, anyway. Readers are found to prefer AI-written short stories over actual short stories now. You read a lot of short stories, a lot of fiction, Annie?
No. Although sometimes it feels like this is fiction.
You're a bad test for this, then. According to a new study, people who are avid readers are reading stories generated by AI and saying overall, in a blind test, yeah, this story is better than this one, and it's almost always AI written. So we're there where the computer's actually doing fiction better than we are now, and that's rather sad. And that leads me to this one. Most adults now, according to a different study, can't differentiate between authentic and AI phishing emails, new survey shows. So people who are attempting to be your relatives or communicate to you in a way that would feel familiar to you already they're doing it so well through AI. And I guess they'd have to have a sample of how somebody speaks. That's the only way I can figure it out.
Yeah, that's all those phone calls where you answer the phone and nothing happens.
Those,
hello?
Yes.
Hello? Anybody there? And they're like, got it. Click.
Tell me if I'm doing this wrong. I've been getting a lot of spam the last couple of days and phone calls. Separate issue. We're going to dive into it right now. The way I've been answering them, because what they do is you say hello and they go, hi, is this Ryan? And then they've got you answering their questions. So instead I answer and I go, hello, who is this?
I just turn the radio up and put it on the radio. I just answer it. There's a Corey. I've talked about Corey before, haven't I? I get spam phone calls. Corey owes somebody some money. There is a Corey out there who somehow or another, I don't know if his phone number, if he wrote his phone number down and it's one digit off of mine or something like that. But there is a Corey, and I think he's in the listening area. You need to answer your phone calls or you need to check your phone numbers because people are getting hostile to me about Corey.
Is he not paying his bills?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I've kind of like researched a little bit because I've been getting phone calls for Corey. I'm not joking you. For over 5 years.
Huh. I get calls for Demetrius sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah. I think I know his last name, but I'm not going to say it.
I know. Same with Corey. I've located him. And I'm like, I want to tell him like, can you just check your records? And like, imagine some psycho lady who'd be like, now I'm getting spam calls from a lady named Annie. And I'm like, no, I'm real. It's me.
Yeah, the problem is anything you would say is what that person would also say to get them to stop calling.
Yes. I'm like, they're like, hi, I'd like to speak. I'm like, I'm not Corey.
And at least you're a different gender.
Yeah.
Mine is like a guy.
Corey could be female. I know a female Corey.
Maybe.
No, I literally know a female Corey.
I'm not saying that you don't.
Maybe just Demetrius
is
a woman.
Maybe Demetrius is a woman. I'd be like, hello, this is Demetrius. Every time I answer a call
now. Just answer like Snow White.
Hello. Any deer?
What is Ethan always say? Sailor boy?
No, that's me.
I know. But that's his favorite thing that you've ever said.
Sailor boy.
That's the first thing Ethan's probably heard on the show today.
He'll come in.
One more story?
Last story is a Russian AI robot was supposed to be Moscow's big reveal that they were in the AI age too.
I saw this and I refrained. Go on.
Yeah. So it comes out. And it looks like an American fashion show where this thing is walking out. It's a stupid looking robot, comes out just like they do, walking real funny and slow. And then the Rocky theme starts to play. And this thing walks about four steps, goes sideways, and face plants.
It looks exactly like Joe Biden.
Oh, man.
Watched it again. And I was going to retweet it, and it looks so much like him. I didn't retweet it because I felt like it was too mean.
Maybe AI was replacing Joe Biden with a version of itself.
It's like Buzz Lightyear Spanish mode. Put it in Joe Biden mode.
But it is funny to watch the video because these two guys, who you couldn't see until the thing fell, come from backstage.
They put a blanket
running
over it.
Running, and
like,
they cover this thing up.
There's nothing to see here. Pay no attention to the robot behind the curtain.
And the robot
floor,
is still trying to get up because it knows that it shouldn't be on the floor now. So it's still trying to fight its
way
up.
When you see this video and you watch it while it's walking out, it's kind of doing that little Joe Biden shuffle thing, and then it gets a little off kilter, and then it just falls down. It looks exactly like the former president.
Yeah, it makes you a little sad.
It made me go, oh, and then I scrolled down in the comments, and it was like three comments deep. People were commenting about Joe Biden. I'm like, they don't need me.
The Android was hailed as Russia's first anthropomorphic robot with artificial intelligence, and then boom, flat on the stage.
Doing great.
Rocky theme still playing.
If he dies, he dies.
All right, let's take a quick break. Answer the YouTube live chat poll for us. Send us some text to 314-241-9797. How has your support for President Trump's deportations evolved since President Trump was elected? Let us know what you think. We'll be right back.
It feels like I've been living upside down. What can I say? I'm surviving.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. A little news out of Texas. A panel of three federal judges on Tuesday, that's today, blocked Texas from using a new congressional map drawn by Republicans in hopes of securing the party additional seats in the 2026 midterm elections, ruling 2-1 that the map in question appeared to constitute an illegal race-based gerrymander. According to U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Brown, a Trump appointee, said in the majority opinion, joined by U.S. District Judge David Guadarrama, an Obama appointee, quote, "The public perception of this case is that it's about politics." The judges said, quote, "To be sure, politics played a role in drawing the 2025 map, but it was much more than just politics. Substantial evidence shows that Texas racially gerrymandered the 2025 map." Fox News goes on to report Judge Jerry Smith, a Reagan appointee, dissented without explanation. The 2-1 ruling comes after a nearly 2-week trial in El Paso, Texas, and requires lawmakers in the Lone Star State to revert to an earlier congressional map that the state legislature had adopted in 2021. The new congressional map in Texas would have redrawn 5 districts in the state to be more favorable to Republicans. The ruling is a significant blow to the Trump administration, which has urged Republican-led states to draw new congressional maps as part of an effort to retain the GOP's congressional majorities in the 2026 midterm elections. Wait until the Texas maps don't get confirmed and the California ones do.
That's exactly what I'm fearful of. This stuff is not going very well right now. Utah has had the same issue. They're trying to redraw their maps, and they got a leftist judge there. It's blocking everything. They're trying to impeach him now. I don't know if it'll happen. Indiana won't get on board. Florida may. It looks like DeSantis is pushing there. Missouri's is clogged up with lawsuits, too. I think that one will happen. But, man, I didn't know this would even be a possibility in Texas.
Oh, there's going to be an appeal. It's the foul ball of judge rulings. We'll probably go to the Supreme Court.
Well, the Supreme Court needs to decide on whether race-based gerrymandering is a thing at all. So this kind of plays into all of that. That's something that they're deliberating even in this session, I think.
Wasn't the Supreme Court trying to eliminate race-based gerrymandering, saying that you can't?
They did in Louisiana.
That's the case. I don't know that they've actually...
I just read in this Fox News report, though, that they're saying that this is race-based.
Yes.
The corrected maps are race-based.
Yes. And so if they gut the Voting Rights Act Section 2, then their case that this judge is making wouldn't even matter, is what I'm saying, which the Supreme Court hasn't ruled on yet. So
no. In the Louisiana case, the Supreme Court ruled that those districts that were drawn to elevate African-American representation in Congress based on black districts in Louisiana, they said you can't do that. You can't draw essentially a black district so that there is a black representative. You can't do that. So they said you cannot draw districts based on race. So that's been decided at the Supreme Court. In Texas, this 3-judge panel is saying that the new maps are drawn based on race.
Yes. I think we're saying the same thing.
But SCOTUS hasn't issued a ruling on that Louisiana case yet.
I think they did.
I just looked it up. And
well,
they
on
yet.
The Voting Rights Act specifically, which comes from Louisiana, so I don't know if you're referring to a different case than that one, which is why I was like, well, maybe, I don't know. But that one is out of Louisiana, the one that's before the Supreme Court right now. Either way, it's a problem for the GOP. Like you said, if California goes forward and they add
different
5
district.
Seats.
Court district, like the ruling would be separate. It would have to go higher than that to accompany all of it. It also comes, Fox News reports, it also comes as a part of a broader push by the Trump administration for Republican-led states to pass new redistricting maps in recent months, including in Missouri and North Carolina. It's unclear whether the administration plans to appeal the case, though any challenge would be sent directly to the Supreme Court for review. So we will wait and see and get a legal expert on to discuss it. Well, let's take a break. The YouTube live chat poll for today. How has your support for President Trump's deportations evolved since he was elected? Go vote. We'll read some of those comments when we come back from the YouTube live chat. Also from the text line, 314-241-9797. If you would like to text us your thoughts on your support for Trump's deportations. Is it getting stronger? Is it staying the same? Did you never support it to begin with? 314-241-9797. We'll be right back. Didn't know I was So yesterday we were talking, our YouTube poll was basically, are men losing the character traits and stuff that cause them to be, I don't know, how did I write it? I'm not trying to sensationalize this in a funny way.
Contribute to society.
Is that how I said it? And so we have X's and Y's at 2:30. So if you have questions that you would like us to ask each other for X's and Y's, what do you always want to know about women? What do you always want to know about men? What are the questions you like to ask? We try to speak on behalf of men and women here in this two-gender, two-sex society that we do live in. But one of the things that came up, you know, the question was specifically centered yesterday due to that Scott Galloway conversation around with Bill Maher, who was saying, you know, men are losing the things that make them men. And it's a huge problem for society if men no longer go out there and do man things. And, you know, those man things, you kind of summed up, what would you consider to be like man things?
Being a protector, being a provider, achievement-oriented, sex.
Those types of things. Those like kind of primal types of attributes that are more prominent in men than women, or at least they present differently in men than women. And it all kind of came from this conversation Scott Galloway and Bill Maher had.
When men are willing to take risks, develop a kindness practice, show resilience, dress better for God's sake, shower, work out, these things are really important, and they teach people, the young men, the most important thing in life, and that's the following: your ability to endure rejection. If you want to score above your weight class economically or romantically, then get ready to get out a big spoon and eat. Your ability to endure no. The only way you ever get to amazing yeses is with a lot of no's. And my biggest fear about porn, which is increasingly becoming synthetic and more lifelike, is it reduces men's mojo to get out of the house.
So first, before we talk about it, do you agree with his statement?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah,
Reemphasize the things he said that like strike you as somebody who, I think, you know, you guys both being middle aged, I'm saying it and including myself in the middle aged category here. I think that, I mean, you've already done the things in life, the man things in life, and now you are living the life that you've built as a man with a family and, you know, a spouse and a job and responsibilities and stuff. I don't know, like, you're raising two sons. What do you see that's different from what you grew up thinking and what your kids might be faced with and what he's pointing out needs to change?
Okay, based on what he's saying there, he's exactly right that, and he's talking about like synthetic porn and probably AI, but really it's just porn in general, it never tells you no. And the theme of what he's saying is you need to be told no in a variety of ways, not just sexually, but all over the place, so that you can figure out what the yes is. Because then when you get the yes, you've achieved something.
You value it.
Yeah, and you value it, exactly.
You've earned something.
And so I would say, though, as I apply these ideas anyway to my kids, and as I've begun discussing these things quite a bit with my 11-year-old, getting there a little bit with my 8-year-old now, too.
It'll happen faster with your 8-year-old, too, because he has older siblings.
Yeah, I've realized that.
That's a trip.
One of the things that I'm realizing that I have to talk to him about, that I'm not sure my parents did talk to me about this, but they didn't really have to talk to me about this, or they didn't really know that this was the thing, is just how many avenues there are that you could either come across porn or find it. That when I was a kid, the internet was still pretty new. You could find it on there. But nobody really knew that was a thing.
You had to hunt for it. And, or you had to go to a gas station and get it off the top rack.
That's the way. And that was the old mattress, you know, mm-hmm. the magazine under the mattress
thing. It's not a new concept, but it is accessible in an entirely different way.
And it is way more, to borrow the term from yesterday, deviant. It is extreme compared to an old Playboy. Not that either one of them are good, but man, it is...
It's
like
different.
Throwing you not just in the deep end, but like off a water slide that ends in the deep end. It is extreme stuff. And it is instant and not even usually intended. So I've had to talk about that with my son. Actually, just did, based on our conversation on the air, I went and said, Sinjin, me and you need to talk about this.
I want to talk about that more in the next hour. Brad, your thoughts on Scott Galloway's comments right there. Do you agree with the position that he's taking with Bill Maher?
That men need to endure... rejection so that the yeses mean more. Yeah, I agree with that a lot. I agree with that a lot. And like, as somebody who has heard no, I mean, specifically in the dating area a lot and in some very harsh ways in my life, yeah, I agree with it. You really appreciate what you have achieved whenever you're able to get a date and go out with somebody whenever you've been actively pursuing and working toward an end of maybe she will say yes at some point. But you can't just sit there and go, man, she'll probably say no. Because the answer is, yeah, she'll probably say no most of the time. But that shouldn't stop you from trying, because there is a girl out there that will say yes.
Well, and also, too, I would think that you have to understand when you're asking for that of someone else, you want them to return that. Like, you want to be valued as well in the reciprocation of a question that they have the power to say yes or no to. Let's talk more about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.